7 Japan Mobile.
Never heard before, and they were actually coming in clear.
The repeater's mindset works. Some days this repeater is really great, and other days it is not so. But I think that's just propagation gods.
It sounds like a band opening.
Or a PXB, just because I heard the Edgefield EOC talking on the ham radio today, like they were sitting beside me. Seven repeater or the heart system, because they link them and doing that on Thursdays. I'll have to look at what the actual channel on my ham radio is set to, but it was on channel 43 on my radio, so I'll have to scan through that and look and let you know at another time. Repeater system statewide on Thursday morning, please. Exactly what it was, because I definitely heard a bunch of EOCs talking and, you know, with different ones reporting in, so that's probably what it was. Let me sign again to make it legal. N4ZLK, and now I really am gone.
So, Lloyd, where do you have to drive to and from to go to work?
Holly Tree Golf Course is on Highway 14.
I'm not much of a golfer, but I know Highway 14. Is it north of Wade Hampton?
16 minutes north of Wade Hampton. Almost is probably, I live about 6 miles from Highway 417, and then probably about 15 miles from the 85 off of Highway 14.
You got a pretty good drive there. Where do you work?
I work for Spartanburg County local government, so I go to the places where you pay your taxes in Spartanburg across from the auditorium.
I know even less about Spartanburg, so. But anyway, I'll take your word for it.
If you happen to know where Church Street is or the Krispy Kreme, then the county office building where you pay taxes is just to the left of it.
Well, I know where the Krispy Kreme is in Greenville. I'll tell you. I don't eat sugar anymore, so. I haven't had a Krispy Kreme donut in almost 20 years.
It's KO4 PXB. That's definitely an accomplishment, not having a Krispy Kreme in 20 years.
I don't know if you call it an accomplishment, KB4CBA. But anyway, yeah, it was my choice. I just had to make some lifestyle changes to get my weight down and keep it off.
Definitely as we get older, that's very important to do. That's why when I'm sitting at home during the commercials, I'll get up and during the commercial time, I'll do some sit-ups and push-ups and a little bit of exercise. That way, it's a good workout plan while your movies are on and during a commercial. And when the commercial's over, just get back up and watch your show until 2 or 3 minutes later when the commercial comes back on.
Really good idea. I hadn't thought of that. I play tennis every chance I get. At least anywhere between 3 to 5 days a week. So, I get a good bit of exercise doing that.
I heard you when you're on good days when the weather's pretty, or sometimes you said they have a bubble set up where y'all can play indoors when it's really, you know, bad weather outside.
It just looks like a bubble. And there's two hard courts in there, and yeah, the temperature's usually, I don't know, around 55 or so, and so it's real comfortable for tennis year-round.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to go in there and play the racquetball, but have you ever tried to play in the racquetball on those courts?
All courts, but I have played a couple of times with a buddy of mine, and I could beat him easily at tennis, but boy, he tore me up on the racquetball court.
For a PXB, yeah, definitely racquetball is a harder sport where you to keep moving and to chase that little ball around.
I was just, learning all the ropes, and I don't even remember. It's been so long since we played. I don't remember much about it, about how you have to hit the ball and serve, and when the ball has to hit, when it can bounce and when it can't, and what wall it has to hit, and this, that, and the other. So I just stuck to tennis. You do what you do well.
What's the difference between racquetball and handball? K4 VWA.
Oh, here we go. Hey, Steve. And to him.
Oh, now I got your voice. Hey, Bob.
Steve, racquetball, you have a racket in your hand. Handball, you don't.
Difference between the two?
That's above my pay grade.
ND7J Mobile.
For a PXB, my name is Lloyd. With racquetball, you're pretty much standing on the same, like if you were standing on the tables on the same side of the person. So definitely with racquetball, it's a lot easier getting hit by the ball compared to tennis, because you're not on the separate side of the court, and so you got to bounce it off the walls, and you can't bounce more than once on that. So that's pretty much one of the biggest differences in racquetball and tennis.
No, I was asking the difference between racquetball and handball.
Since I've never played handball, I wouldn't think there would be much difference of that.
Well, so are you on your way in to play tennis, Dave? Lost Dave. So what's going on there, Bob?
Just heading to the meeting, and that's about it. What are you up to?
I'm over here on the other side of Spartanburg trying to finish up on a job. Seems like every time I get plans to make it over to the meeting, something comes up and I get sidetracked.
There's always another meeting.
Well, there's my text. That's probably my boss telling me that I gotta come on. I'm supposed to be meeting her for supper after I get through with this thing over here. Let me see what that was. I'll be back in a minute, guys. Lloyd, take it on.
In mobile and listening.
KO4 PXB, what's the cost for joining that club for the meeting y'all going to this evening?
Club, we don't have dues. You can come anytime. Third Thursday of every month at Mythos, and you can look me up on QRZ, call me or email me, and I'll give you all the details. But there's no charge. We don't charge nothing.
And I'll definitely look it up and get in touch with you.
Sign on QRZ. And, there's a link to my webpage, and pretty much it's all up there between the QRZ and the webpage. But feel free to call me or email me anytime. My name, Bob, at my call sign, nd7j.com.
Hey, Bob, what's on the agenda for tonight at your meeting? I think that's the DX meeting. I've talked to you before about that and haven't made it yet.
Get together, shoot the bull sessions, we like to call them. I know we're not doing a presentation tonight, but we do at times. It's more of a get-together, talk about whatever everybody's doing a little bit and just get together. It's a nice time. Have a nice meal and chill.
I didn't bring my gun to shoot the bull.
Shoot the bull, you can meet at Saskatoon where they eat those funny animals. But I do want to check it out. I do have your, I do get your emails whenever they come out. I guess it's weekly or biweekly or something like that. I see them all the time. I just haven't been able to make it to a meeting.
I don't make it to all the meetings either. So feel free to join us when you can.
Those are called spam emails, N4ZLK.
To you, Shane.
Delete anything ham radio related. I read them all.
Where's Saskatoon now?
Strip Club Lust. You might know where that is, right? It says the Strip Club Lust. It's somewhere over there by the airport, the downtown airport in Greenville. I'm not really sure of the exact location. It did move from Haywood, but not too far.
Okay. It used to be right there near Haywood Mall, right there on Haywood Road. But I thought they moved it.
They did. It's on one of the side roads, one of the roads you get to off of Haywood. I just can't think of the name of it. Maybe it's Old Airport Road or something like that, but it's somewhere in that vicinity, kind of between Woodruff Road and Haywood Road. It isn't too far from where it used to be.
Okay. Appreciate it.
One in downtown Greer.
That's people who come to town because it's just kind of uncommon. Ain't nothing like chewing on a piece of ostrich or something and experiencing that.
No, we're talking about Saskatoon's, not the strip club.
Zed. ZLK, mobile.
LK, KC4SKD.
Larry, how are you?
Got off of work. Now if I can get through all this traffic and get home in a reasonable amount of time, I'll be doing even better. Go home and get a little bite to eat. Relax.
Time of day. I'm still working. I've got another, I don't know, hour and a half, I guess. And then I'll relax on the drive home and get a bite to eat and probably go right to bed if I don't get on the radio.
Good, but I do have a lot of stuff to do at home. I could probably take a month off of work and still not get everything done. But anyway, I told my wife every time you get something fixed, you're always rewarded with something else to be fixed.
Home ownership or owning anything, really. Everything breaks down at some point.
You know, I got a tricycle, but I've barely got time to ride it. And we bought a badminton set, thinking we were going to play badminton. Well, it's still brand new, stuck in the closet.
Contention. We'd all be very, a lot further ahead in life, probably.
But anyway, at least this weather is just incredible. I was telling somebody after we were walking out, I said, while we were walking out, you don't get much better weather than this.
Long spring this year. The last several years, it's been about 1 week of spring in early March and then right into summer. So I've really enjoyed this.
It's definitely nice right now. Of course, I mean, there are certain things, if you're doing rough yard work, it'll get a little warm, but anyhow, or if you want to go snow skiing, forget that, obviously, but, you know, I like this. I'll take this any day.
Now, you said you got your license in 91, I believe, or 90. My original call was a KC4, but it was Victor Sierra Charlie, and I think I got it in January or February of 92, somewhere around that point. I know I'd taken the course or the class that the Blue Ridge Club put on back then down at the EOC building in downtown Greenville in the City Hall. It was in the wintertime. I think we're taking it over December and January, so I wasn't far behind you.
I originally took the test for the novice, at the Greenville Ham Fest, which was then at the Anderson County Fairgrounds. And I passed it, and somebody said, well, just go ahead and take the technician. And I didn't know I could. And I hadn't studied for it. They said, if you fail it, it don't matter. And, of course, I missed one question too many. So I went to July. Then we're at the library building at Greenville Tech, and then I passed my Tech Plus then.
I needed you to go ahead and get that over with when you realized you only missed it by one.
Studying enough bit me that time, but like I said, I didn't know I could do that. But anyhow, and my first radio somebody gave me, it was an old crystal control, it was a Genève. And I didn't have many crystals in it, and I thought, oh, I got to do something better than this.
You know, you probably remember this, but my father-in-law, you may not remember him, but you made a contact, I heard somebody call, and you looked them up in that book to find out where they were. There was no, you had an idea based on the number in their call, but there was no computer to look them up.
I can hear the repeater tone. You must have went into a low spot or something.
KO4HKX.
24SKD.
Both of you are noisy on me, so I think something happened to the repeater right there.
I think I was going around a bunch of power lines. It's possible. I go this way every day, but I've never noticed. But it could have been the repeater.
Solid this time.
Yeah, now both of you are good and solid in there. But y'all go ahead. I just wanted to let you know. KO4HKX. Clear.
Good to hear you today. I haven't heard you much on the radio today. Must be busy. It is Larry, right?
And I actually work with another ham at the office. His call is November 4, Mike, November, November. He's one of the ones that really encouraged me to study, and because we had been in the CB together.
Put blank on your name there. I knew who you were. Where do you work?
Fleur.
I know where that is, or I know about them. I remember when they used to call him Fleur Daniel.
And we were talking the other day about some famous hams. Did you know that the original Star Trek series, there was a ham operator that had a big part of that. He was one of the directors. He directed a bunch of the original series episodes.
All right. The director being a ham radio operator. Some of the stories they had.
Again, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of power lines that must be bleeding over or something down here. I don't know. I'm on 25 south of Donaldson Center.
But there's a website where you can go and read about the celebrity hams and the ones that are famous. And sure enough, I was reading it, and the guy's name, I don't know his call, but his name was Joe Pefney. He directed some of the Bonanza episodes as well.
I remember Dad talking about the King of Jordan was a ham radio operator. And I can't remember if he said he worked him or not. It would have been on CW, but he did. He heard him a few times through the years.
Anyhow, I texted my wife and asked her if she wanted me to pick us up something to eat. I hadn't heard a response from her, so I guess I'll go home and eat some snacks. I normally eat a pretty good lunch, don't eat much for supper.
I'm at my next stop here, so let me let you go, and it is kind of noisy, so good to hear you. KC4SKD, N4ZLK.
Okay, have a good evening. N4ZLK, KC4SKD.
4HKX, mobile.
W4CTW. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Tyler. How are you?
Almost done with the week. I was going to ask you, it looks like, from what I saw, you got APRS set up on your radio in your truck, right?
Roger that.
Hard enough, or are you just beaconing?
No, I receive also.
The APRS beacons from me recently.
I have to go back and look through my beacons.
Don't go to any trouble. I was just curious. I got, I've been fooling with mine here in the truck radio this week, and I think I've mostly got it working. Dave was helping me with it the other day on the radio. I was having some issue with it going onto the repeater channel and my APRS channel, but I think I got that worked out.
Yeah, I heard that going out, and I was wondering who it was, and then Dave was making a call for you, so I figured that's what it was.
Was doing. I think it was fine when I had it set up normally in single channel. I tried to do it dual watch because the way the radio works, it won't pick up packets and give me all the APRS information unless I'm actually listening to the APRS channel. It'll just beacon. It'll transmit to the opposite channel, but it won't really do a true like APRS dual watch. And it has a dual watch mode, but there's something screwy with it. And when I put it in that mode, it kept wanting to send the packets out on the repeater channel when I was on that. So I just scrubbed that. I'm just going to do the beacon for now until I can figure it out.
What radio is it?
RN 7500, which is one of these, you know, import Chinese radios. It's actually pretty nice. I like it a lot. It's real small. Goes, I think, 10, 20, and 50 watts is the max. I keep it on 20 most of the time. And it's one of these, it has no faceplate. It pairs with either your car or your phone or something Bluetooth, and that functions as your faceplate for the radio.
All right, I'll have to check that one out. But I'm running a Kenwood TM710 G, so... I've got my APRS set up on the B VFO, and I use the A for everything else.
It doesn't actually have dual VFOs. It's like a dual watch, kind of like a Baofeng does, where you can monitor two channels, and it'll default to whichever one breaks squelch. But it doesn't work perfectly. It's honestly though, it's about like $140-something radio, so that's not too bad. You don't get many lower cost radios that actually have any kind of APRS built in.
KO4 HKX. Now, most of them don't come with APRS, or they only listen and that's it. You can't send anything out.
See, I like.
I think the repeater was going over you. I didn't hear you call, son.
N6CLX, yeah. I'm hearing a data burst whenever you key up, so that must be the APRS on the repeater.
That, I thought I had it fixed.
If you're done with your transmission, you get a data burst.
QHY. I just turn it off completely and see if it still does it.
For DQWKN4CHY, this is what I was talking about the other day. I think it's the MDC 1200 data burst. Over.
What would that be exactly? Please explain that to me.
Motorola thing, and I forget what it stands for, but if you Google MDC 1200, you'll see it. It can give them... It's made for, like, law enforcement. It can give them status of buttons and emergency modes and stuff like that. But it does sound more like an MDC 1200 burst rather than APRS. That's what I was trying to explain the other day.
Look that up. I haven't had anybody tell me that since I've been using this radio, which has been several months. And I've only gotten any trouble out of it or had any reports of trouble since I started using the APRS, so I'll have to see if any of it's related or not.
Another radio that's not hooked up that does MDC 1200, I don't think these Kenwoods do. I would assume not, since it's Kenwood, but the one that I have is a Connect Systems CS800D, which is basically also a Chinese radio, and it does have MDC in the code plug where you can enable it. And I messed around with it a little bit. Billy, K9OH, you'll hear it on one of his radios every now and then. But that's what it is, I believe.
Still getting it from me with this transmission?
It's gone now, and it was when you unkeyed.
Turned off the APRS beacon and everything completely, so there must be some issue in the software, the firmware that's causing that when you're using it, but I'll see if they have an update or anything like that, or if I can figure it out. I don't want to be annoying on the repeater doing that. It's not worth it.
Good, now, and I was going to tell you, too, I have not seen any APRS packets from you recently. But yeah, if you've got, I guess you've got programming software for this thing, look around for MDC signaling or something to that effect. That you may be able to turn that off and turn APRS back on if you can find separate settings for them.
I appreciate the information. I just pulled up to my destination here, so I'll look that up and hopefully run into you a little bit later. And Patrick, if you're still listening, same to you, man. I'll hopefully hear from you later, too. This is W4CTW. I'll say 7-3 to both of you, and I'll be clear.
Have a good afternoon, and I'll be around for a little bit, Mike, and I think it's Keith.
For the break there, Patrick, I was trying to get into him the other day when he and Dave were talking about it. He had to cut out, so I couldn't explain it to him, but wanted to get in there while I could. You guys go ahead. I was just kind of standing by and heard him talking about it again. Over.
You can offer some help. Jump in here. And I appreciate that. Mike, you still around there?
Yeah. It's been okay. It's, a little stressful lately, but, you know, today was all right. N6 CLX.
Yeah, it's stressful. I've been dealing with issues that are out of my control because I'm relying on somebody else to do their job, and it's not happening.
That's pretty much what's going on. It'd be a heck of a lot worse.
Well, it could always be worse, but it would be nice for things to go smooth one time for a little bit, too. So, but I am going to jump out for a few minutes. I'm pulling into a stop here. I'm running behind today, so try to get this stop and the net one more done for the day's over.
You stop, and I'll take care of some business here, and I'll talk to you later. N6CLX.
Checks, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Checks us.
Dave, I got to jump out, but I'll be back here in a few minutes, okay? KO4HKX, clear for now.
All right, I'll be hanging here. I'm just farting around at my desk here. See y'all later. CLX, I'm back.
You're stuck with me, KB2HXS.
KB2HXS, N6CLX. Oh, well, no big deal.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of how I feel, too. It's KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I don't think we spoke before. Name here is Dave. I'm in GER.
Hey, Dave. Name here is Mike. I'm in GER, too. Well, actually, I live on the Greenville County side if I get over there. So that's where we say Greer.
County side also.
Greenville County side, so we're close.
I don't really know where the line goes to. I know... my wife's kids live over in Lyman, and they're on the Spartanburg side.
You live in Pelham Falls, off of Batesville and 14 in Pelham. House backs up to the Henry River, so you cross that river, you're in Spartanburg.
14 west, going towards Landrum, and you come across Wade Hampton. I'm just about three traffic lights in, you'll find me.
Going towards TR and all that up there. So I think you do cross into Greenville somewhere up there.
Greenville County. That's what my property tax says.
More expensive and the water tastes better.
Tap water. We have a 5-stage filter on the counter.
I got a water analyzer. It's the cleanest water I've ever seen.
We have one of those five-stage filters on the counter that we use for our coffee and tea and whatnot. And, you know, we cook with it. So, yeah, I'm not, you know, coming from Florida, you really don't want to drink the water down there.
Here from the New Orleans area, and I know what you mean. That's why I've got a water analyzer. I was drinking swamp water down there.
Florida, too. We had the same filter set up down in Florida, and there's a, the first stage is a, it's a white stone, and after a couple of weeks of it filtering, it's brown.
I couldn't get any whites white. It drew a bathtub of water, and you get 2 inches of water in the bathtub down there, and it looks like iced tea.
Yeah, now we have, I'm on Greenville County Water, or actually Greer Water, or whatever, however it is, wherever the water comes from. You can smell the chlorine in the water. You know, if you take the cover off the filtration thing, you can smell the chlorine. But my God, it's pretty strong.
Doing that the last few years, they've changed something. They used to be not that way. They used to clean the lines in March, and you'd get a pretty heavy smell. But they've been chlorinating the heck out of it for, like I said, the last few years. But at least it doesn't have all the other junk in it.
What are they doing around here? No wonder why, you know, the water has a chlorine scent. They're probably trying to keep the pipes clean because they keep opening them up.
Trying to save ourselves from ourselves.
Well, first comes to shove, I have 2 streams on my property. I can just take a couple of buckets and go down and grab some water and filter it, and it'll probably be cleaner than what comes out of the ground.
Go back to the Henry. The Henry goes through the wastewater plant upstream. That water's probably cleaner than what we're drinking.
Yeah, probably. For just a minute, I'm playing radio here on my desk. I'm just trying to shift a few things around and see what I can figure out here. I will catch you again. KB2HXS, y'all. I'm going to be listening from a distance.
Okay, I think you said it was Dave. KB2HXS and 6CLX. And I'm so close to home, I might as well sign now. I'm going to be clear.
N6CLX KB2HXS. I'll be, like I said, I'll be listening from a distance. I'll be in and out of the room. So, Patrick, if you hear me, I'll be around.